you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Well, a couple of interesting things that I think deserve our attention. And folks, I want us to understand the place that we are in, and the where we find ourselves. What are they trying to do? And I think one of the best places to understand this is to understand the push that is happening right now to move us into socialism. And I would suggest to you that socialism is a place that we have, in fact, already gone. It's not a place that we're going to. It's actually a destination upon which we have arrived. These conversations about universal income, the fact that we have had this situation relative to shutdowns and lockdowns and businesses being closed, and now we have attempts to try to open up business. But I want us to think for just a second about, and I've talked about this before, it may seem as a radical idea. Oh, there's our guest. Here we go. Let's see if we can bring him into the conversation. All right. Hey, welcome to the program. Is this AK?
This is AK. How are you?
Hey, I'm very good. How are you, sir?
I am doing well this morning.
Good, 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 good. Well, it's good to have you on board.
Yeah, I'm glad to be on.
I was just talking to my audience here about how, you know, people are talking about communism and socialism and are we getting there? And I was suggesting to them that we are there. You know, when you think about, well, you're a business person, so you fully understand this. You have all of these regulations, and I've been in business too. I've started many companies in my 59 years here on earth. You have all of these regulations, all of these entities that attempt to tell you how you can or cannot do business, and you have to pay them in order to be able to hang a shingle and do business. And now, because of this pandemic that we've been under, we have a situation where individuals are now being paid by the government to stay home, which makes it very difficult for small businesses in particular, which has been the backbone of our country. Can you speak to that for just a second, and then we'll get into some of the other stuff that I know we want to talk about?
Yeah, you know, I think you're probably on base more than off base. I think that there is a larger plan in place that has been in place, working towards a goal of, yes, shifting our free market capitalist system towards a socialist central planned system. And I think that it has happened at such a slow rate that it's under a lot of people's radar. You know, when you talk about corporations, you know, kind of basically doing the will of the government, you know, the CEOs from some of these huge multinational corporations, they're doing the work of the government. And when you get to that point, when, you know, these CEOs feel more beholden to the federal government than to their shareholders or to their consumers, I think that's when you start to transition away from this free market capitalist belief system to this, whatever, this quasi authoritarian mixed with socialism, mixed with communism. And I think that is something that I've been concerned about, and that I think people are starting to now realize as these different rules and regulations come rolling out. But you already know that the government has all this power, and it's very difficult to fight against unless you live in a state that has, you know, the apparatus such as a Florida or a Texas that are really pushing back, or South Dakota, pushing them back against this government central planning focus for our economy.
Sure. Well, and one of the ways too that they attempt to enforce or bring in and quote unquote fundamentally change a nation is to create chaos and animus. And the way they do that is they try to get people sectioned off into groups, divide them, get them angry at one another in order to be able to create the necessary chaos in order to destabilize and destructure the system that was in place. And that really speaks to, and I have members of Project 21 Black Leadership Network on my program regularly, because these are the kinds of things that we want to push back against, and we want to make sure that people understand that, how they're working to manipulate us. You know, we had, I believe, two just verdicts in the last week. Ahmaud Arbery's verdict was a just verdict. We cannot have vigilante justice under any circumstance. And self-defense in the Rittenhouse case is something that we have to have in order to be able to defend ourselves, such as Kyle was forced to do. And there's an even bigger thing there having to do with all of the businesses that were being burned down and the rioting that was taking place. But talk to me about your thoughts as you look at that picture and you look at the justice picture. What message do you want people to take away from that, AK?
Yeah, you know, I want people to take away that our justice system is ingrained, right, with the belief of what the founders viewed our system to be. And I think that when you think of America's founding, you had all of these gentlemen that came together and they said, how can we create this society that's really going to allow freedom and liberty and justice to prevail? And they put together this masterful document, this masterful system. And our judicial system is a reflection of that. And so I have always had the belief that while there are times in which juries get verdicts wrong, and that you have prosecutors that manipulate, twist, and lie, and sometimes you have defense attorneys that manipulate, twist, and lie, in sure. general, our system is a great system. And so I believe that these two cases, which had very differing reactions, right, from those that want to divide us.
Yep.
They said, in the case of Rittenhouse, this is not justice. In the case of Arbery, this is justice. And it's like they pick and choose when they think that justice exists. And I use it to say this is exactly how justice is supposed to work. It might not have the outcome that you personally desire, but our system isn't meant to care about your feelings. It's meant to care about truth and justice and to give people an opportunity to actually be presented with information to a jury of their peers. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really what this is about, is helping to maybe reinforce or have that conversation with people, which I've been doing on my social media.
Sure.
Of saying, I want you to kind of look at these two cases and see that this is really how justice works. You know, you don't have to continue to use the trope that's being used by those that want to divide us, that, you know, if Kyle was a black man, then he would have been found guilty. You know, things like that don't go through that noise. Rise above and look at it and look at the Arbery case.
And look at the contrast, too, that they tried to do, because what did they say? They said Kyle Rittenhouse is a white supremacist, right? Okay.
Right.
And then on the steps of the courthouse where the Arbery trial is being taken place, you have armed new Black Panthers saying, right, we're going to seek retribution. So in other words,
right,
the very thing that's being tried in the Arbery trial, which was vigilantism, and saying that's lawlessness and we can't allow that, they're standing on the courthouse steps saying that's exactly what we intend to do. And right. then on the other side, you've got the Rittenhouse situation where they're crying out, look, this is just self-defense. And they're saying, no, this was white supremacy. Except the problem was, is that it was three white guys that got shot, two killed and one wounded.
Correct. You know, it's interesting. I made a TikTok video laying out, because Cori Bush, you know, she was like, this is white supremacy. And Ralph Nader was like, this is white supremacy. And I laid it out. I said, you got a white kid who I think some people are saying is maybe even potentially partially Hispanic, Kyle Rittenhouse. I don't know if that's actually true, but that specifically the three people that were you know, shot and killed, two of them killed, one of them just injured, were all white guys. And so I made this TikTok video, and it blew up and went viral. I mean, it got like 170,000 views in, you know, a week or whatever, because it's nonsensical when you right. think about it. But there are people, again, from this class that want to divide, you know, this yes. group of people that want to divide, that yes. push this white supremacy narrative to the point that there are average Americans that really think that black people died during this, during the Rittenhouse defending himself, you know?
Sure.
But that's what they want. And you said that earlier.
Yeah.
You couldn't be any more accurate that if you divide people and you put them in these little groups and they view everyone else as the other, then they're going to always push and fight against the other. And that's I think what Americans need to understand is that what brings us together, it's not these immutable traits, right? The color of your skin or things like that. What it is that it should bring together values. And yes. that's the American system. We can have these values that bring yeah. us together.
Yeah.
And then we won't view others, you know? Others exactly. are people, you know, communist exactly. China that's trying to take our freedoms away and things like that.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. AK Kamara is with us. Right after this break, you're listening to Gen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. My guest is A.K. Kamara. He's a member of Project 21 Black Leadership Network. You can find him at nationalcenter.org. Click on the Project 21 icon, and you'll find A.K. Kamara over there. He also does a weekly podcast called Black Republican, Black Democrat. and encourage you to check that out. And if you're residing in the Minneapolis-St. Paul metro area, well, he owns a small insurance agency there. You might want to reach out to him and see if he can help meet your needs. AK, we were talking about, man, so many different things in there. I'm interested. I think it's cool to bring into this because you were, well, you're in Hawaii right now. And I was just telling you that I had a friend of mine that was going to be on yesterday and we had some technical issues. But they were in Hawaii and he was saying, man, I'm telling you, Hawaii is like Australia, and if we don't stand up, it's going to be right here in the States. But talk to me about some of the things that are going on in Hawaii that people really need to know about, and then I'd like to get into our conversation that we had about Black Friday and some of those things that happened too, because I know that you're a great law and order supporter. And I love your video. It's time to pick a side, law enforcement or BLM. I watched that and was just very impressed by that. And then I went from there to watch a number of your other wonderful videos that you have up on YouTube, brother. So, but no, go ahead, please talk to me about what you're seeing in Hawaii, and then we'll transition to Black Friday.
Yeah. So Hawaii, you have to show your papers, or you have to show proof of a negative test within 24 hours of your flight if you want to fly to Hawaii. And it was interesting because I've never flown to Hawaii. I've never flown anywhere that required me to have to show anything to let me participate in a system in which the United States operates, right? Like, we're all free Americans here, and you hear about it, people that live in New York have to experience it. But in Minnesota, we haven't been that extreme. We don't have to wear masks when we go into places. No place ever asks for your vaccination status unless you're going to a special event, which I try to avoid because I don't like that. When you get to Hawaii, you have to show them either your vaccination card or you have to show them proof of a negative test. And it's every single person. So there was a line. And if you didn't kind of talk to some people and kind of get some pre-approval type of thing where you get a wristband, there are people that wait in line probably 2-3 hours and they just land in Hawaii. Wow. And then when you're actually in Hawaii and you're driving around, every single place has, you have to wear a mask. If you don't wear a mask, they kind of say, this business, if you like this business, they're going to get a $500 fine per person. And we went to a luau just last night, actually. And at the luau, they came out and they said, you have to wear your masks in between flights, in between drinks. If not, it's $500 a head if you really like what we're doing. And I thought to myself, you know what? I'm just going to hold this water or this Mai Tai, which is delicious, in my hand. And, I'm going to keep the straw relatively close to my face so I can just not have a mask. But the thing that's interesting is my sister-in-law, she went to the same place 2.5 years ago. The entire experience was different, because now they have, they're so afraid of COVID. And it's not the business, I don't think. I personally think it's the government that's forcing these businesses to change what they do. And if this was my first experience and I didn't have my sister-in-law, I'd be like, man, I don't really want to do this again. That, I don't think it was worth the value. But, she's like, no, that before you got to, see them dig up the pig and they gave you the flower, lay and all that. And they didn't do any of that, But wow. It's crazy, though, when you're out here walking around and trying to go into businesses, everybody is mask all the time. It's ridiculous, but you're right that back in the mainland, that's what it's going to look like, because Hawaii is uber progressive. That's where they're at.
So let me contrast that. I live in Texas, right? So on Friday, and I don't get out a lot because since my accident that I had and the car accident and what have you, and being in a wheelchair, I don't get out a ton. I'm getting out a little bit more now. But I went out and a friend of mine invited me to lunch on Black Friday. So we were up in Kerrville, it's just up the road from us, and went to a fairly popular Mexican restaurant there and sat down and had a meal. And I had to get rolled over to the restroom. So I rolled through the kind of the main lobby area. And I mean, I'm looking, AK, and the place is packed. It was packed. Yeah. And there's, yeah. you know, there's a few scattered masks here and there, but for the most part, nobody has masks. People are sitting right next to one another, having these, you know, having conversations, laughing, having a great time. And I made a comment about it. I'm like, man, it is so nice to see people out enjoying. And it was so cool. I got like three amens out of that comment from people sitting in the lobby going, yeah, isn't it great, man? Yeah, we're free, you know. I mean, and I just say that to suggest, you know, the contrast, as you were saying, as you were experiencing what you experienced in Hawaii, the contrast between a state where the people have said, we reject these mandates, we're not going to be, you know, imprisoned in our homes. We're not going to be look, if somebody wants to wear a mask, knock yourself out. If somebody wants to get an injection, go right ahead. We're not saying don't do it. We're simply saying no one, no government entity should mandate. And if an individual business wants to say, hey, you can't do this or you can't do that in my business, that's on them as well. We make a decision as to where we're going to go eat and who we're going to do business with based on those ideals. And that's what a free America is all about, AK.
That's right. And I think that's what sometimes gets so lost. I have these conversations with people, and, you know, you talked about it a little bit earlier. You know, I have this podcast. And the reason that I joined this podcast, it was already kind of going on, is I said, I think we need to have more concerted conversations about these things that we are diametrically opposed to. Let's find the things that we agree with, and let's see if we can, you know, at this old trope of agree to disagree, right?
Sure.
I think that's a lot harder to do. But when we talk about certain things, such as what do people tolerate and what will they tolerate in the name of safety, it brings us to this interesting place where our argument of those of us that are conservative persuasion or freedom persuasion is very simple. We don't care what you want to do. As long as you're not putting us in danger and you're not putting other people at danger, we don't care what it is that you want to do. When I mean at danger, I mean like direct danger, not like, oh, you might get sick. I'm talking about if you're trying, you know, you exercising your right is putting other people literally in danger.
Mm-hmm. Or if stealing, if that, you're stealing,
right,
you know,
right,
we're not right. down. We're not down with you going into stores, okay, and cleaning off their shelves so you can go and sell it on the black market. That's right. Not cool. And, you know, and lawlessness. And we don't have time to get into that, but I know that you're a big law and order guy, and I really appreciate that about you. Check out AK Kamara. Be sure and get over to your National Center for that and watch his videos. He's got some great.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maria Bear, writer and co-host of Breakpoint This Week, your weekly conversation on news and culture from a Christian worldview perspective. I'm inviting you to join me and John Stone Street each weekend right here on this station for a 30-minute look through what's happening in our world and how we as Christians should respond with truth and love together.